Before we have our announcements today, join me in thanking God for God's men. Yes, yes. Great ministry. Yes. What started as a one-day challenge a number of years ago on Father's Day has developed to an anointed ministry. Not many churches can say they have a men's choir, but St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church has a men's choir. Yeah, yeah. Amen. And on Father's Day, I'm very grateful for the ministry. We always, always, always acknowledge our women. There would be no church without the ladies. Amen, brothers?
Amen.
But a strong church has a strong men's ministry. And so I'm very grateful to the men who have stepped out on faith in this ministry and others in our church. And so on Father's Day, I want to thank them so much. We also had a couple of very beautiful events happen recently. We had a beautiful flea market yesterday, great to see our church on the street. And so I want to thank the willing workers. The willing workers are here today. I know they're very tired, but would the willing workers stand up? We might thank them for their hard work yesterday in church. All the willing workers.
Amen.
Thank you. When all was said and done, they turned to the church, their profits yesterday, which were $1,062. And so very grateful for. And to give that to the church on time, it can be properly accounted for and placed in the bank, which is the proper place. I also want to thank the Martinier women for their outstanding fundraising with the Roman Chances. So a lot of hard work goes into that. So the Martinier women, would you stand? We might acknowledge you. The Martinier women, thank you. And also, we have a very beautiful event coming up with our annual jazz afternoon of jazz. So thank you to the Hospitality Club. So Hospitality Ministry, would you stand as well to thank you for all you do as well? Thank you, Hospitality. Thank you. Thank you. I called for a church audit. I think it's very important that we have a clear accounting of our finances, especially in a space where a lot of mess happens with church finances. Amen?
Amen.
And so I had an outside firm, not a Dawson group, come in, an outside firm come to do an audit on our church. And I'll report to finance council next Sunday, but I will tell you that the lady got out of here in about 2 hours because it was well done, very organized, and on point.
Amen.
And nobody's gonna clap for that, I guess.
Stand up for it, too. Come on.
And you should know, we have announcements done up, but you should know, for my 8 years as pastor, our money has been where it should be.
Yes.
We've raised more. We also have taken care of our responsibilities. I'm a lot of things, but I try my best to be a good steward. And so when someone leaves here and says, Father, I don't really have a lot to say, somebody should be rejoicing and thanking God. We have good, honest stewardship of our church. And so I know sometimes we take things for granted and take people for granted and assume they're always going to be around. But nothing else, what I've tried to do today is remind you we have to live in the moment. I don't know what my future holds, but I do know if God calls me home today, I can stand before God in honesty, in integrity,
yes,
and in justice.
Yes.
It's important to say that. And so I want to thank all of you for being here today. We have our announcements coming, and especially thank you to our fathers and our men. And I couldn't help but say to Deacon today how proud I am of the altar servers. They don't have Deacon the director anymore, but these young men up here are doing a great job handling the altar.
Yes, amen.
So to Raheem and Jordan and Kayvon, I'm going to miss those two young men who are going to college, but I'm very grateful that to see them just move about in ministry says so much about what they've seen you do, Deacon, and now they take over in your stead. And so we have our announcements now, but I wish you all a very blessed day and a very blessed week. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thanks be to God.